צחב צחם פרבית מישנה בו ואילו ירוק שאדם יויצא בהם ידי חובסו פעם פסח. Somebody who eats one of the five barley vegetables on the first night of Pesach would fulfill his obligation to eat marah on the first night of Pesach. If there is a mitzvah of faith to eat marah, as the pasuk says, however, only in the times of the Beit HaMikdash does the mitzvah of faith apply. When we bring the Korban Pesach, then we have a mitzvah of faith to eat marah. Nowadays, that we no longer bring a Korban Pesach, we no longer have a mitzvah of faith to eat marah. However, even nowadays, there is a mitzvah of the Rabbanan to eat marah on the first night of Pesach, even though we no longer bring a Korban Pesach. Bechazeres uva'ulshin uva'tamcha uva'charchavina uva'mar. Anyone who eats one of these five vegetables would be yotzei is close to eat marah. All these vegetables have a bitter taste. However, the vegetable that is termed marah is the most bitter of the five, and that's why it is called marah. However, all these vegetables are bitter, and you would be yotzei is close to eat marah with any of these five vegetables. Yotzim behen, ben lachen, ben yibeshim. You would be yotzei your mitzvah to eat mar, whether the mar is moist or dried out. Now this is referring only to the stalk of the mar. If you eat the stalk of the mar, then you would be yotzei even if it's dried out. However, if you eat the leaf of the mar, you're only yotzei if it is damp. You would not be yotzei if it's dried out. Avolok vushim, velo shlukim, velo mivushal. You would not be yotzei your mitzvah to eat mar if the mar was pickled, or if it was overcooked, or if it was cooked in the regular way, and you need to taste the marah. And when the marah is pickled or cooked, you do not taste the bitter taste of the marah, and therefore you're not yotzei your chov. U'mistarf and likazayim, and any of these five vegetables would combine for a kazayim. And the minimum amount of marah that you have to eat in order to be yotzei your chov is a kazayim. And if you have a few different types of marah, and between them you have a kazayim, even if you have less than a kazayim of any one type, however, when you combine the types, you do have a kazayis, you would fulfill your obligation to eat marah. B'yotzim b'klach shalahem. And you fulfill your obligation if you eat the stalk of the marah. You don't have to eat the leaf of the marah. You would be yotzei even if you eat the stalk. U'v'dmai, u'v'maiser rishon shenitlo trumaso, u'v'maiser sheni v'hekdesh sheniftu. You would be yotzei your chiyuv to eat marah, even if the marah was dmai. It was bought from an Amar, and we have this suffix, whether the Amar took off mitzvahs from it. Even so, if you eat the marah without having to take off the mitzvahs yourself, you would be yotzei your chiyuv to eat marah. And if the marah was mitzvah rishon that was given to a Levi, and the Levi subsequently took off Trumas mitzvah and gave it to the Kohen, the Levi would be yotzei his chiyuv for eating marah. Even if the mitzvah rishon was given to the Levi before the Truma Gdola was taken off, he would be yotzei his chiyuv to eat marah, as long as the Maaser Rishon was given to the Levi before it was time to take off the Truma Gdola, because in such a case, even though the Truma Gdola had not yet been taken off when the Maaser Rishon was given to the Levi, since the Maaser Rishon was given to the Levi before it was time to take off the Truma, the Levi would not be mechuyev to take off the Truma Gdola himself. So as long as he gave the Truma's Maaser to the Kohen, he could be yotzei his chov for eating mar. And he would also be yotzei your chiyuv to eat mar if the mar was from Maaser Sheni or Hekdesh that was redeemed. Even if it was redeemed only with the principal and not with the additional fifth. At the Chatzchila, when you redeem Maaser Sheni or Hekdesh, you have to add an additional fifth. But b'dieved, if you redeem it with the principal without adding the additional fifth, it would be a good redemption. So you would be yotzei your chiyuv for eating marah on the first night of Pesach. Sechem Sechem Parabeis Mishnah Zayin Ein Sharyan Et Amorsa L'tar Negoil Avochot. It is forbidden on Pesach to soak bran in water in order to feed it to the rooster. As by soaking the bran in cold water, and certainly if you soak it in warm water, you would cause it to become chametz. However, you would be allowed to pour boiling hot water on the bran, as since the water is boiling hot, the bran will not become chametz. A woman is not allowed to soak bran in water on Pesach in order to bring the bran to the bathhouse to use it for soap. And by soaking the bran, she is causing it to become chametz. However, she would be allowed to rub the bran on her flesh if her flesh is dry. As in that case, the bran will not become chametz. And even if the woman has some sweat on her body, she still would be allowed to rub the bran on her flesh, and the bran would not become chametz in that case. A person is not allowed to chew wheat and put it on his wound on Pesach, because that will cause the wheat to become Pesach. As a person who has a wound would chew wheat to put it on the wound, and that would act as a salve for the wound. However, it would be forbidden to do so on Pesach, because when your saliva comes into contact with the wheat, that can cause the wheat to become chametz.